essentially Zimbabwe's got to get its economy right. It would not be welcomed as part of a common currency union if it's got a weak and collapsing economy because of the destabilizing effect that would then have on its neighbors. But if it's got a soundly based, a firm economy, then that supports the neighbors, whilst the neighbors' economy supports Zimbabwe. And hence the whole region's economies would be benefiting. So the first focus has to be to get the Zimbabwean economy completely right. We have seen some very good initial steps over this past year.
You are also a resident of Bulawayo, where we understand that consumers there are unhappy with the cross rate. Tell us more about this.
Bulawayo, because it's close proximity to the South African border, the rand became the most widely used currency. And at that time, the exchange rate was approximately 10 rand to one US dollar. And then, when the global recession was developing, the United States dollar weakened, which automatically had the effect of strengthening the rand. And concurrently, the world prices of gold rose dramatically, and that further strengthened the rand, until we had a situation where the rand, it was approximately 7 rand to the US dollar. And people suddenly felt that they were now only getting 70% of the value for the US dollar as they used to because of that strengthening of the rand. And this was compounded by the fact that most businesses in Bulawayo did not adhere to what were the international exchange rate of the rand. You would find that one shop would be using an exchange rate of 7 to the US dollar, another would be using